It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Carbonite, where you can get a 15-day free trial by going over to geekazine.com/carbonfree. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. November 12th, 1937, Alan Turing publishes a paper entitled Uncomputable Numbers with an Application to the Entscheidung Problem. In it, Turing provides an abstraction that would form the basic theory of computability for several decades. 1980, the IBM Data Processing Division announced the IBM 3081 processor complex and the IBM 3033 model group 2, two processors that would extend the power and range of IBM's largest computer systems. 1984, Lotus Development officially announced the Jazz Office Suite for the Macintosh 512K, which would include communications functions, database, graphics, spreadsheet, and word processing. The price, it would be $595. Also in 1984, Richard Sanza's article on the world of the hacker BBS, The Night of the Hackers, appears in Newsweek magazine. 1990, with a little help from Robert Callieu, Tim Berners-Lee published a formal proposal for the World Wide Web. 1998, BBE announced release 4 of the BOS operating system for Intel and PowerPC computers. And now this word from our friends over at Carbonite who want to help you pursue your passion. 8 years ago, I decided to pursue my passion and get into a new line of work in podcasting. It's been a long and educational path. Many things you have to think about when you're your own boss. One thing I don't think about nowadays? My backup strategies. I have many, on-site backup and off-site backup. The most important information definitely gets stored off-site. This is stuff that could completely flatline my business. For my off-site work, I use Carbonite.com. They have the tools so I can not only back up the important files, but also allow me to see them whenever I need to, via tablet, via smartphone, or even the computer. Photos, documents, videos, and more, all with secure servers that are even HIPAA compliant for those healthcare professionals who work for themselves. Unlimited backup, access from anywhere, and all my files are encrypted before stored. That can allow me to pursue my passions, such as catalog and podcast, the Day in Tech History podcast. So check it out. Go over to geekazine.com/carbonite, and for $269.99 a year for your small business, you can be protected. If you just need to back up your home computer, check out geekazine.com/carbonfree and start backing up for only $59.99 a year. Back up now, back up often, and back up off-site with Carbonite. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2000, at the Comdex trade show, Microsoft chairman Bill Gates demonstrated a proposed tablet PC initiative which would convert handwritten pen strokes into graphics. 2001, AMD announced the 950 MHz mobile Duron processor for $160 and the 1.2 GHz mobile Athlon 4 processor for $525. Also in 2001, the first uncompressed real-time gigabit HD TV transmission over a wide area IP network took place on Internet 2. 2002, a 36-year-old unemployed London sysadmin named Gary McKinnon, also known by the handle Solo, was indicted for what U.S. authorities described as the biggest hack of military computers ever detected. He allegedly exploited poorly secured Windows systems to attack 92 networks run by NASA, the Pentagon, and 12 other military installations scattered over 14 states between February of 2001 and March of 2002. 2003, Marek Jedlinski from Tranglos Software released version 1.6.5 of the freeware text editor Keynote for Windows. And Nokia confirmed that hackers have cracked the copy protection system of games designed for the N-Gage video game system. The video game system only lasted for a couple months before it was discontinued. 2007, Intel debuted their Penryn 45 nanometer chips. These were the first quad-core chips. And AOL acquired Yetta, a question and answer site for an undisclosed amount, and Google released Android tools. 2008, IBM signed a $9.6 million broadband contract over power lines to give internet to the people. And Google launched Chrome for Linux, although the browser didn't really work that great. 2009, Microsoft launched online mobile marketplace. 2011, 22-year-old Ilya Zamorskiya, hopefully I pronounced that right, founder of Diasporia, passed away, which was a social network that was growing at the time. 2012, Google was hit with a $208,000 fine by Australian man because of a 2004 shooting, prompted Google to reference his name with organized crime. And John McAfee goes into hiding because his neighbor, Gregory Fall, was killed. McAfee stated that he had to go into hiding because Belize police were out to get him. And in 2013, Google Fiber begins installations in Provo, Utah. Twitter launched the custom timelines, and Google Glass added Play Music integration, along with new stereo headphones option, USB stereo headphones option, for $85. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.